This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Imagine you have suddenly come upon an open, sun-drenched clearing deep in the forest. The leaves and branches of the trees are faintly shimmering, blurred and indistinct in the strong, fierce light of day. And all around you, you hear a myriad of birdsong, no single voice distinct, all blending in a constant but changing tonal patchwork. Now imagine another spot, perhaps not many paces away in this same forest, where you find only glimmers of light that can penetrate the dense foliage of the trees above and around you. And just as to your eyes, the shape of each branch, each leaf is sharpened in silhouette against brief patches of sky, so to your ears, the indiscriminate blur coming from the throats of hundreds of varieties of birds starts to take on a pattern of sound. The patterns, the sequence of notes, the flutters and slurs in the songs of many different birds are to be revealed to you in what is to follow.
Hello, amigo.
Warblers are small songbirds. Here is the melodious song of the willow warbler, with cuckoos in the distance.
Welcome to another special episode of Cuckoo Bananas. This week's edition, bird songs. That's right. At the beginning there, we heard Jim Fassett sending us into a magical forest, where birds make music for our ears. And up next is one of the happiest songs ever written, maybe. How old do you think this song is, Rowan?
10 years old?
No. Older.
26?
Older.
27?
Older.
31?
Older than Granddad.
81.
Oh, you're getting warm now. Still older.
82.
Nope.
86.
Older.
91.
Oh, so close. It's younger.
89.
Older.
90.
You got it. This song is 90 years old. A moldy oldie. And a bunch of people recorded it when it was written in 1926. A guy named Al Jolson recorded it, and it was a big hit for him. And before the show started, we listened to Al Jolson's version of When the Red, Red Robin Goes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along. And we also listened to the version that we're going to hear, the Doris Day version. And Rowan voted for Doris Day. Ollie voted for Al Jolson, but this Doris Day version's got a little more pep. But this recording's a bit younger. This recording's from 1953. So this should start your morning off right and make you happy. And then we're going to hear the Woody Woodpecker theme song. So come here, guys. I want to hear your best Woody Woodpecker impression. Okay, do you want to hear it first? Okay, go for it. Not bad. You want to try it, Ollie? Give it a shot.
I don't want to try.
Try it. Come on. Okay, Ollie's too shy to try. Let's hear the real thing, shall we? Woody Woodpecker. After Doris Day singing When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bobbing Along on Cuckoo Bananas.
Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer. sun is red. Live, love, laugh, and be happy. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh, and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. But still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, do what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes a bob, bob, bobbin. When the robin comes bobbin along.
Woodpeckers have a strong chisel-like beak, which can cut into the bark and wood of trees in search of food. Woodpecker's song.
low. Chicken with them. Bah, bah, bah. Sherry low. Chicken with them. Bah, bah, bah. Sherry low. Chicken with them. Bah, bah, bah. Sherry low. Chicken with them. When the rooster start to crow, then your dope is full. Just about the break of day, then a pock, 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 chicken bit them. Pock, 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 chicken bit them.
Everybody's heard about the bird, because the bird, the bird, 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 the bird, the bird, 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 the 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 bird, the
he's got that chicken rhythm. That's right. We heard Chicken Rhythm by Slim Gaylord. And then after that, we heard The Birds, The Word from the Rivingtons. And that song was mashed up by another with another Rivington song, and then put out by a surf group called the Trashmen. And the Trashmen got all the credit for their hit song, but that's actually they just stole two songs from the Rivingtons and made it into one song and sang it louder and faster. But they're both great. And here on my list of songs here, Rowan, come up here and read this for the listeners at home. Woody Woodpecker by who?
By John Grace Slafford and Woodyettes.
Yeah, Grace Stafford and the Woodyettes. Who do you think Grace Stafford was in that song?
Woody Woodpecker!
Yeah, that's right. She did the voice for Woody Woodpecker. She's the one who did that. And she was also married to Walter Lantz, the guy who created Woody Woodpecker and animated Woody Woodpecker and made a bunch of awesome cartoons about Woody Woodpecker.
Up next, we have a song called 500 Pound Canary.
Whoa. That's a heavy canary. This comes from a time in early rock and roll where bands would just make a song without words and then add some crazy words in every once in a while so that people would get curious and listen to the song. Do you guys want to hear some 500-pound canary jokes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Where does a 500-pound canary sit?
I don't know.
Anywhere it wants.
Why?
Okay, let's try another one then. What's yellow, weighs 1,000 pounds, and sings?
I don't know.
Two 500-pound canaries. Not funny?
Are canaries yellow, though?
Yeah, they can be.
Oh, so that's funny.
Huh. Here's my favorite one. What did the 500-pound canary say?
I don't know.
Here, kitty, kitty! Like kitty cat. Like this, you know how cats like to chase birds? This 500-pound canary is gonna get the cat.
Sounds like food chain.
Yeah, like the food chain backwards. You got it. Okay, and I'm gonna have you guys come here. I'm gonna have you guys guess what the next song is about.
Mm.
Name a bad guy on Batman that's also a bird.
Birdman?
No, not Birdman.
Batgirl.
Oh, good guess. Can you think of any bad guys from Batman?
Green Goblin.
The bird?
No, not the bird, but you're warmer.
Green Goblin?
No. I think he's from Spider-Man. I'll give you another hint. He wears a top hat.
The Penguin?
You got it. You got it. We're going to hear a song called The Penguin Chase from the Batman and Robin record that was actually recorded by Sun Ra. Famous strange jazz musician. And then, speaking of strangeness, one of your favorite songs, fellas, Come See the Duck.
Come see the duck. Come see the duck.
Come see the duck. Come see the duck.
Canary!
Chirp, chirp.
can twist. That bird, Bossa Nova. Crayon's ready now. Color him fat. Go bird.
Come see the duck.
right, that last song we heard there was called Les Pingouins S'amusant. What does that mean again, Ron?
The penguin having fun.
Yeah. Penguins playing, penguins having fun. And that was by Dominique Guyot from his album L'Univers de la Mer. What do you think that means?
Universe of the love.
Oh, that's a good guess. Now that would be l'amour. Where do penguins live some of the time? Where do they catch their fish?
The ocean.
The sea, yeah. The universe of the sea.
I learned that at school, but I just forgot what it meant.
Yeah. It's hard to keep all those English and French words in your brain all the time. And then before that, we had Come See the Duck by Deerhoof. And that's a favorite in our family because we used to listen to that in the car. And Ollie had a friend named Tecumseh. And they used to call him Cumseh for short. So Ollie always thought the song was saying, "Come see the duck." Up next, we have some of the folkier side of bird songs. First up is the song Whistle Stop by Roger Miller, which of course was made famous on the Robin Hood Disney movie. And then had a resurgence when somebody sped it up and called it the Hamster Dance. And then you can't have a folk set without a little bit of Burl Ives. He's going to sing Oriole for us. And we're going to follow that up with some more contemporary folk music. This song has gotten around a lot. You may have seen it in a commercial even. It showed up first on a Be Good Tanya's album, and it's a lovely little tune called The Littlest Birds. And we'll see you back after that set of songs on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour, broadcasting on CFRU in Guelph and UMFM in Winnipeg.
You know, there's been a heap of legends and tall tales about Robin Hood, all different, too. Well, we folks of the animal kingdom have our own version. It's the story of what really happened in Sherwood Forest.
Thank you. forest green, my baby's in the forest green. Has anyone seen my baby? Oh, oh, Oriole,
Oriole,
Oriole, oh, Oriole, oh,
Oriole,
Oriole, has anyone seen my baby? Oh, I'll find the wee brown otter's track, otter's track, otter's track. I'll find the wee brown otter's track. He'll take me to my baby, oh, oh, Oriole,
Oriole,
Oriole, oh, Oriole, oh,
Oriole,
Oriole, has anyone seen my baby, oh? I'll find the tail of the yellow fawn, yellow fawn. I'll find the tail of the yellow fawn. He'll take me to my baby, oh, oh, Oriole,
Oriole,
Oriole, oh, Oriole, oh,
Oriole,
Oriole, has anyone seen my baby, oh? I'll find the stream where the salmon leaps, salmon leaps, salmon leaps. I'll find the stream where the salmon leaps. He'll take me to my baby, oh, oh, Oriole,
Oriole,
Oriole, oh, Oriole, oh,
Oriole,
Oriole, has anyone seen my baby, oh? I'll find the nest of the singing bird, singing bird, singing bird. I'll find the nest of the singing bird. That's where I'll find my baby, oh, oh, Oriole,
Oriole,
Oriole, oh, Oriole, oh,
Oriole,
Oriole, has anyone seen my baby, oh?
Like an old hobo on sad, lonesome and blue. I was fair as a summer day. Now the summer days are through. You pass through places and places pass through you, but you carry them with you on the soles of your traveler shoes. Well, I love you so dearly, I love you so clearly. I'll wake you up in the morning so early just to tell you I got the wandering blues. I got the wandering blues, and I'm gonna quit these rambling waves one of these days soon. Oh.
So, Rowan, what instruments did you hear in that song while it was going on?
Guitar, ukulele, bass.
Mm-hmm. What was keeping the time?
Violin.
Oh, there was violin. Yeah. Sometimes if you're listening to folk music, you might want to call a violin a fiddle. And who was keeping the time?
Drum.
Yeah, how many voices do you think you heard there?
Two?
Yeah.
One?
I was hearing two most of the time. A melody and a harmony. And they were harmonizing throughout the whole song. That's partly why it sounds so nice and so catchy. And what did we hear before that? Oh yeah, we heard Burl Ives singing Oriole. One thing I like about that song is that it, at the end, it goes from a happy major key to a more sad-sounding minor key. I don't know if you noticed that. And before that, I mentioned that we were going to listen to Whistle Stop by Roger Miller from the movie Robin Hood, but I didn't explain why we were going to listen to Whistle Stop. And that's because in the movie, at the beginning of the movie, the animal that's performing that song, walking through the woods, is a rooster. So that whistling you heard was a rooster whistling. Not through his teeth, though, because roosters don't have teeth, right?
Like this. Like, he is whistling like this, but I'm not very good. Like, he's whistling like this. But better.
Like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Whistle stop.
Okay, now what are we gonna listen to next?
Blackbird.
Mm-hmm. Famous Beatles song. But who's gonna perform it?
Snoopy's Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Who do you see there, Ollie? What's his name again?
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie Brown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to hear Charlie Brown and his buddies performing Blackbird. And, I bet you it's probably Schroeder. Remember him? He's this guy. Open up the CD. Open up the liner notes. Oh, there's Snoopy in a Beatles wig. There's Schroeder. He's the little kid that plays the piano all the time that Lucy's in love with. And in this song, you'll hear a toy piano, because all of the instruments are toy instruments. So you'll hear a toy piano, and I hear an air organ in there, sometimes called a bon tempi. And maybe there's even some bells. Or it might just be another toy organ, or another toy piano. And then, what are we going to hear? Another super happy song.
Zippity-dee-doo-da. Zippity-dee-doo-da.
Zippity-doo-da. And that's originally from a movie, too. But in this case, we're going to hear the Jackson 5 sing it. We're going to hear a young Michael Jackson singing Zippity-doo-da. And adding a little bit of funkiness to it. And because Michael Jackson's going to sing Zippity-Doo-Dah, we can't have him singing Rockin' Robin, too, even though he does a great version of that song. We're going to hear Eben Ozen's version, kind of a 80s robotic version of Rockin' Robin.
Robotic.
And, well, we're in the mood for some robotic 80s sounding music. We're gonna have another visit from the woodpeckers from space to finish off the show today.
Yes!
Yeah. And that's from the Video Kids. And that'll be all of our bird songs. It went by fast. I hope you all enjoyed it, and don't forget to tune in next weekend for another edition of Cuckoo
Bananas!
Oh,
He rocks in the treetop all day long, humming and a bopping and a singing a song. All the little girls on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Every little swallow, every chickadee, and every little bird on the tall old tree. The wise old owl, the big black crow, all back the wings in the blow. All day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing a song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. In the treetop all day long, hoppin' and a bopping and a singing a song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Watch out!
W-O-O-E-E-E-C-K-E-R.
It's a woodpecker from space!
Woodpeckers from space. bird and he stood right before my eyes. With a sway suit and a laser gun, he was only passing by. I was looking at his face, but he was right in front of me. I was hypnotized by his eyes, and he told me where he wants to be.
Listen to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Roughly one out of every three bites of food we eat is thanks to pollinators, the animals that plants rely on to reproduce. Without these important insects and birds, we wouldn't have many fruits and vegetables. We wouldn't even have chocolate. Sadly, many pollinators are threatened by habitat loss and pesticide use, but you can help protect these precious species. To learn more, visit hww.ca.
Your child learns from your actions, so think about the lessons you want to teach.
Ah, Ethan, we don't draw on the wall, we draw on paper. Let's clean this up and find you some, okay?